All right, now I'm going to hand over the microphone to a different carpenter. Benjamin has a story this morning for us.
It's been kind of funny, I think, ever since the beginning of February. I've had a children's story ready. Because I kept being told, oh, you're telling children's story this week. And then I kept getting out of it, just by narrow margins. My mom would show up last minute, or Margaret would tell it, or somebody else would tell it. Or a pastor told it the one week I was supposed to do it. I'm like, great, I'm getting out of it. I thought I got out of it this week. And then mom came to me 5 minutes ago and said, hey, you're doing children's story. I'm like, great, well, good thing I have one. So, when I first started my working career, the ripe old age of 18, one of the first jobs I did was I worked a construction job. And one of the things I did for this construction job is he had a bunch of old clients that he used to do field mowing for. So on days when when my boss had a job that he could do by himself with the excavator, he would send me out with a tractor, and I would just go mow fields all day. So one day, and I wish I knew ahead of time, otherwise I would have put my picture up here, he sent me to mow around some billboards. Now, where these billboards were located was between a highway and a railroad track. So there's this track probably 30 feet wide of grass, and there's these billboard signs that were pretty overgrown that needed to be mowed. So I got on my trusty tractor, and I'm making my way around this billboard, and I started to notice something interesting. Now, how many of you have operated a tractor on wet ground before? So there's this phenomenon that can occur where it feels like you're kind of floating. And I don't know about you, but that gives me a little bit of a sinking feeling. Well, this time it was a real sinking feeling, because you remember I said that this track of land was between a railroad track and a road? Well, where I was mowing was basically the drainage ditch, and we'd had a really wet spring. So what I was about to discover is what I was mowing was sod about 12 inches thick, and underneath that was liquefied mud. So I was mowing along, and all of a sudden, shoot, tractor goes down to the frame. I'm like, oh, great, now I'm stuck. So I did my best. The tractor had a bucket, tried to get myself out, wasn't working. Of course, by this time, of course, I'm beside a highway going through a country logging town. So helpful people started showing up that had all sorts of ideas on how to get out, but nobody seemed to have any of the skills or the material to get me out. So I called my boss, and eventually he wasn't very happy, but you know, he brought a truck out and we dug it out. And that the tractor left a like it wasn't a big tractor, but it left a really impressive hole. And after I saw the hole when I pulled the tractor out, I was like, okay, there was no way I was getting out of that. So, you know, that's how you learn not to mow when it's super wet. I learned to identify the signs and not do that anymore. But that reminds me of somebody in the Bible, a parable Jesus told. He told a story of a man who built his house on unstable ground. He built a foundation. He didn't ensure that he had a good foundation before he did his work, before he built his house. Jesus said, and everyone that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. So if the principles that we live our lives on are not solid, if our lives aren't built on solid ground, then when trouble comes, we are going to have big problems. We'll either sink into the mud or we'll fall apart completely. But fortunately, that's not all Jesus said. In Matthew 7, 24 and 25, he said, and whoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. So in whatever we do, think, say, or act, Let's build it on solid ground today.